And now a reshuffle at the White House is on the way. Sources say that President Donald Trump is ready to fire a number of senior staff members because his wife doesn't like or agree with them. Most important name on the list of those expected to leave is Chief of Staff John Kelly. The retired Marine Corps general got into a disagreement with the First Lady Melania Trump when she demanded an official be fired. Deputy National Security Advisor Mira Ricardel has now departed the White House and will be transferred to a new role within the Trump administration. Kelly was reportedly against the decision. Next on the list is Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. Trump also replaced his Attorney General Jeff Sessions just last week, immediately after heavy losses during the U.S. midterm elections. Critics say the chaos caused mostly by rumors and gossip in the White House threatens U.S. national security. Joining us now out of Ontario, Canada, from on this is Mr. Edward Corrigan, international human rights lawyer. Hello, Mr. Corrigan. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Now, have you ever seen outside, you know, a serial or soap opera, this kind of dynamics in a U.S. administration in the White House there?
There's nothing that even comes close to this. There are, I guess, a list I saw, there's over 52, 53 people who have fired or been quit by the Trump administration. And we're looking at, well, Kirstjen Nielsen, Jeff Sessions, the Secretary of Justice, Nikki Haley, the ambassador. She probably left in good terms, but she still left. H.R. McMaster, Rex Tillerson, and now it's rumored that John Kelly, the Chief of Staff, a general, who actually one of the few people who brought some sort of order and stability to Trump's executive, is out the door too. And it's for petty reasons. If Melania doesn't like the fact that she was criticized because of her extravagant spending on her trip to Africa, this is simply, you know, unheard of, especially she issued a press release about it, saying that this person should not be working for the Trump administration. They have this bizarre concept that it's nepotism. You know, you appoint Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump into a position where they have no qualifications for, no skills, and no knowledge. And they are think they can run around and do things. And Trump is a similar attitude. He's fired, you know, some very, very strong people with lots of credentials and skills. And now, you know, he fired Jeff Sessions and replaced him. And of course, it's illegal for him just to appoint somebody to be the Secretary of Justice because it has to be approved by the Senate. You have to have rules. But Trump sees himself as like an autocratic dictator, probably like Mussolini or a head of a corporation. Then you just, you know, issue orders and fire people at will. And, you know, this is chaos. It's making the United States a laughingstock. And you've got all these people with tons of information and writing books about sort of the dark underbelly of the Trump administration. You know, this has got to be, you know, damaging the United States reputation and being crazy for the staff to work under these circumstances.
And not only that, I mean, how do you manage a country without management? Because, you know, you come into a new administration, you got 4 years, it takes you about 6 months or so to absorb what the last administration did in their four-year term. You only have about 3.5 years to figure out, you know, set up an objective, carry it out. And then when you're constantly changing these guys, I mean, 4 years already, 3.5 years already, a limited scope of time, and now you're going to change multiple people in those positions, it's almost impossible to expect results. It can only lead, what most critics would say, to complete chaos.
Well, I agree with that. And Ivanka, or Melania Trump, very beautiful woman, yes, but she has zero education of relevance and no experience, yet she wants to promote her staff. And it's because of her complaints with the deputy advisor to the National Security Council, who is John Bolton's personal appointee. This is crazy. One, they can't just think that the government and the taxpayer budget is something for them to pillage and live extravagantly. But of course, they're canceling budgets for other people, like for forest fires in California. You know, slashing budgets left, right, and center. But they're living, you know, worse than the kings of France and Europe in a sort of an obscene manner, and yet this is chaotic. You can't effectively run a government, and these people are coming in. It's going to take them 6 months or more to get on top of things, and there's going to be more firings. You know, this is it's making the United States a laughingstock of the world. And of course, it just shows that, you know, Donald Trump is sort of like a con artist who believes in nepotism and his friends, and really can't, if he doesn't get his way, he throws a little tantrum and fires people. Okay, this is not the way a president is supposed to act. This is not the way a national security advisors are supposed to act. This is not the way an executive of any government is supposed to act. Yet he's doing this, and he seems to be oblivious to all the downside. And you know, when you have 52, 53 people going through what is essentially a revolving door, it just makes him and the United States the laughingstock of the world, really.
Thank you for joining us and for your contribution to the program. Mr. Edward Corrigan, international human rights lawyer, there joining us out of Ontario, Canada.